This is Rider Reloaded, the official podcast of Rider in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
We are back live in the studio.
It's been too long. It feels like it's been a month.
Yeah, this is the longest I've ever been off the air, I think, other than like when I've switched stations, when I like started at Hall 107.
I don't like it.
No, I feel out of touch a little bit.
What did we miss? Like, I have all of this prep for the show today.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to talk about it. But my fear is as soon as I start talking about said subjects, the listeners are going to be like, okay, old news.
Wow, yesterday.
We were off the grid for a week.
Like, what the hell is this Tide Pod thing?
Well, we knew about that before we left.
Barely. It was just starting. And I was like, oh, this isn't going to be a thing. And then it became a thing.
Well, I even made a Facebook status on my fan page asking my followers, like, what did we miss?
Mm-hmm.
And one woman's comment was, people are still eating Tide Pods. And that was probably everyone's favorite comment. That's crazy.
What it reminds me of from growing up was how some guys used to sit around. I don't think I ever saw a woman play because they're too smart for it. But the loonies, they'd call it. And you put your knuckle on the table.
Okay.
And then you spin a coin.
And then you flick it at them.
And the other person has to try to keep it spinning. And whoever screws it up has to put their knuckle on the table,
mm-hmm.
and you like put your thumb on it and shoot the,
like it's a puck going into a net,
loony at the knuckles. And I remember some guys like having to go to the hospital and get a bunch of stitches.
See, I was younger than you, so we played quarters. We didn't have a dollar.
And what, like, so you played the same?
It was the exact same game, but with quarters.
Oh, because you would have been
wonder,
like junior high when I was in high.
Which one would be more painful? The loony.
It's the weight. It's when the toonie was introduced that things got real ugly.
Trending this hour.
Kevin Spacey cost Netflix $39 million.
Oh,
thanks a
God.
Lot, Kevin. Also, thanks for ruining some of my favorite movies that you were in. Pay It Forward was so good and inspiring. I was ready to show that movie to my children. Not anymore, loser.
It actually made American Beauty better, though.
Because
he's kind of an old pervert in it.
I didn't think about that.
So now you watch it, you'll be like, oh my God, this guy's creepy.
Shakira is under investigation for possible tax evasion. Oh, what else is new? Aren't we all?
Hips don't lie, but her accountant does.
Whoa!
And Halsey had a very raw, vulnerable poem about sexual violence that has gone viral, and I hope it's the most viral post ever.
Have we shared that on Hot 107 yet?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
It's on our Facebook page.
I watched it and I teared up, for sure. She is a poet, that woman, because it literally is in poem form.
And a beast. Like, what a powerhouse for her to have gone through some of the things she went through and then perform. She didn't make it to Edmonton on her tour.
And there's a reason for that, and she talks about it in her poem.
Personal reasons, and it's because that she was assaulted, she was raped, and then had a miscarriage soon after, and like had to wear an adult diaper on stage while still performing in the States, in Atlanta maybe?
She got on stage the night that... After when like the morning that she woke up after the assault and still went out and performed, like, insane. It's an insane story. I highly recommend everyone check it out, especially people that, you know, you're like, okay, I'm sick of hearing about the Me Too movement.
Or
no, you need to watch this.
If you don't understand the Me
right.
Too movement, if you've ever asked, like, what is it all about? Me Too, it's because it can happen to anybody and we need to stop it from happening to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
However we can do that. So,
just a short 3-minute clip of Halsey will definitely be an eye-opener for everyone.
I mean, I already respected her as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Now I respect her far more as a human, an artist, a poet. She's a wonderful public figure for especially young girls who go through that kind of thing
and
to look up to.
She's still a young girl.
Yeah.
She's in her early 20s still, I think.
Beautiful.
The Academy Awards Oscar nominations 2018. I am so happy. It's the first time in a long time that I'm actually interested in the Oscars again because I saw Get Out and everyone was talking about it, but nobody thought that it would get nominated, but people were hoping it would.
Yeah.
And it's in a lot of categories.
The
I'm
big
so
categories
excited.
Too. Yeah. It's a good movie. I like how the Oscars are slowly becoming like movies that people actually have seen or go to.
Female directors are getting nominated, female cinematographers. It's awesome.
We are back from Cuba with hangovers, tans, and stories, as per usual.
I don't have a tan. I'm scared of the sun, though.
Yeah. It wasn't all that sunny like the first 5 days either. And then the last 2 days, you were too hungover to go outside. So, I got a tan.
No, you don't have a tan. Because this is how it works. You think you have a tan, and then as soon as you get on the plane, it goes, it's gone.
I have a tan.
Okay.
We have the three most ridiculous stories from our time in Cuba. Coming in at number three. 40% of the people got a tattoo together. They bonded.
And they all got the same tattoo.
And they're all probably infected now.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's hard to properly care for tattoos when you're on the beach.
In the humid weather.
They all got little pineapples.
And which is funny because one of them's allergic to pineapple and only pineapple, yet he got it. I was like, that's actually kind of smart.
Well, then he said that he was going to get above the pineapple. Do not feed me pineapple. Number two, I was hobbling around for the majority of the trip, but for good reason.
I don't think I've ever gone on vacation with you where you haven't injured yourself from doing something on a stage.
Yeah, it's kind of my thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this dance-off happening on the stage between like highly qualified professional dancers.
Yeah, they work really hard to perform.
Like six men, I believe, and six women. And after they put on a great performance, they finished off by kind of having all this little dance-off thing. No participation from the audience required or requested or desired.
Definitely not desired.
So I just got up on stage and like stood there quietly until they finally were like, okay, well, let's let this guy go. They were all doing the splits.
As soon as you walked up to the stage, everyone turned to me like it's my problem. And I'm like, it's out of our control. We can't stop him now.
And nor did you.
The MC was like trying to get you off the stage too. She's holding the mic and doing the like, get off.
But the dancers were like, no, let this guy go. Let him show us what he's got. So I did some fast feet tricks that I thought I nailed until I watched it afterwards and I just looked drunk. And then I did a like sweet stall on my hands and head. Again, thought it looked awesome. Kind of looked like I fell. And then I did the splits, which I surprisingly did okay at, other than my ass crack was hanging out.
And you've never done the splits in your life, so.
And then I somehow ended up with a sprained ankle out of it. Luckily, not a torn groin, though.
The video is on Hot 107 Edmonton's Facebook page and Instagram account if you want to check it out. It's pretty good.
And the number one most ridiculous moment from our trip. Our friend Doug.
Same guy that got bit in the face by an ostrich last year.
Had another animal encounter. This time with a street dog that he let into his room, fed, and then slept with. So he came back with this weird rash after the ostrich bite.
It was like a perfect circle of zits on his cheek. And I was like, you know that you have rabies, right? Like you...
He's patient zero. He's inventing new things because I bet this homeless dog incident also gives him an odd rash somewhere. Today's words of wisdom come to us from at lovestained555 on Twitter. My kid gave the cat a code name. I have no idea what happens around here when I go to sleep.
Tinky Winky actor Simon Shelton has died at the age of 52. He was found dead in the streets.
He was always my favorite, Tinky Winky.
He was the big one, like the really big purple one.
The purple one, yeah. I don't know how they're going to find a casket to fit that coat hanger that was on his head, but best of luck.
He was the one that was always carrying around a red purse.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was controversy that people were saying, like, that's inappropriate.
Yeah, why isn't it purple?
Why
doesn't it match your
outfit?
Who
would ever match purple with red? What's wrong with you?
What is it, Valentine's Day?
I will say that Teletubbies always creep me out because why is there a baby in the sun? That baby needs sunscreen.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm like, why are they just mumbling and making weird noises? This is not teaching my daughter anything.
No.
Here, let's watch some Law and Order, honey.
Here's some Breaking Bad.
Let's learn about meth.
Ryder in the morning. On Hot 107.
Tide Pods. Don't eat them. I never thought I'd have to say that.
They do look delicious, though.
They look like little pillows for tired superhero action figures.
Oh, my God. That's the cutest thing I've ever heard. And they're just so convenient. So please stop ruining this for all of us. Because I asked on Facebook when we got back from Cuba a couple days ago. And I said, what did we miss? Like, what's going on? And one girl said, yeah, they're going to discontinue Tide Pods in February because people are too stupid. And the owners of Tide, they made a statement saying, it's not our fault that people are so bloody stupid.
Yeah, because these are people that are not, like, I felt bad for the kid story about the toddler who got into
Absolutely, because one. Of course they're going to assume it's candy.
Looks like candy.
Yes.
The teenagers that are doing this as a challenge when they bloody well know that they could die from it is ridiculous. Like, we did dumb things when we were younger.
Yeah, nobody stopped cinnamon from being manufactured because... Trust me, in junior high, all of us were sitting around with a spoonful of cinnamon seeing who could swallow it.
Yeah, that was a ridiculous challenge. No, but that's because people weren't having like digestive failure because of it.
Mm-hmm.
The milk challenge was one that I remember. I think Jackass did it first, where you had to drink as much milk as possible until you threw up pretty much, or whoever could finish a 4-gallon one. Like, everybody was doing the milk challenge. I was lactose intolerant, so it was...
You sat that one out.
No, I was sitting after, for sure. it wasn't very healthy.
Yeah, so I'm not impressed about this because I like using Tide Pods.
Yeah, here's what they need to do is make them funny looking.
Like, a really ugly, murky color.
Make them in the shape and size of something that kids don't really like to eat, like Brussels sprouts.
Okay, but... Also, now that we're talking about Brussels sprouts, I'm really sorry to move this along to something else. Brussels sprouts are really good.
Okay, so...
They are.
For an adult, but you would know better to not eat... I don't know.
How about mushrooms? Yeah, that's right, I said it. Mushrooms aren't good.
So, if you... Yes, make the pods look like big mushrooms. Now, then teenagers will really want them, though.
Oh, yeah.
They put them in their tea. Anyway, it's pretty dumb, but... When you look back, there were some other dumb trends as well.
Remember when people used to, like, choke themselves so they'd pass out for a couple seconds?
Used to? No, I'm just kidding.
Hot 107.
What stupid trend, game, phase did you go through as a teenager?
We got a couple texts in to 780107. One from Vanessa. Another from someone who claims they are 54 years young, and the only thing that they remember doing was sticking their tongue to a frozen pole. Like, why were we doing that?
Another text from somebody who sounds to be about 54 that said, the only one I can think of, and it's still around once in a while, is people wearing their pants half down their ass.
This text says, I was born in 85. I remember in junior high, some kids were smashing up those rocket candies and snorting them. Like, what the heck?
Don't do any of these, please.
And this text, swing sets. We would try to see how high you could get the posts to come off of the ground as you swung back and forth, because parents never anchored them to the ground back then. That's probably why they're anchored now.
Yeah, don't do these. That's not why we're talking about it, is to give any suggestions. We're literally just baffled that this is a thing. 780107 is the text line. How about the salt and ice challenge? Remember that?
Yeah, we got a text in saying that's what we did to prove that we were friends with each other. We would burn our skin with salt and ice.
That's another one with
sisters.
Like the cutting the fingers, the Blood Brothers thing.
I'll never understand that.
Don't do that.
I love this text from Taylor. Something that I can remember about a trend back in the day were people that wore those golf visors. They weren't even golfing. They were wearing it as a hat. What was wrong with us?
450-3332 is our phone number. You can call as well. What's up?
What's up?
Who's this?
Ian.
Ian, you remember a trend that was fairly dumb?
Yeah. I can't remember the actual name of the game. I think it was just whoever could do it the longest, where you'd, two guys or two people would put their arms together from elbow to wrist so their forearms would touch. And then you drop a cigarette in that little crease and to see who could hold it the longest from whoever, you know what I mean? Like, the cigarette would burn you, but whoever could hold it the longest won.
Without spitting it out?
No, it was on their arm. Like, they both had their arms like this, their forearms, and the cigarette would be in between them, and whoever pulled away first lost.
Would the winner get the dart?
I'd always take the dart if I was the winner.
Yeah. Yeah, that is pretty dumb.
Very special guest from the U of A joins us on the phone.
Ashley Whiteman, and there's nothing better than a young, strong, influential woman.
Hoorah.
I love this story so much. Of course, The Rock knows who she is now.
Mm-hmm.
So she won a gold medal at the 2016 U Sports National Championship, and she was the 2017 Canada West Women's Track Athlete of the Year. No big deal, right?
Recently interviewed, Ashley, you were asked what celebrity you'd like to go for dinner with.
Yeah, it was, who'd you like to go for dinner with, with anyone in the sports world, I guess, past or present?
And your answer was?
Dwayne Johnson.
Now, he has responded to you and said, when and where are we going for lunch?
Well, not quite that, but basically.
So do you actually think this is going to happen?
I can see him doing it, but I'm not sure if it'll happen or not.
Did he follow you?
No.
Oh, man, you got to start harassing him, girl. Like, I've been saying this forever, that if there's someone I would want to hang out with, it's The Rock. So you need, you already have your foot in the door, so make it happen, because I'm coming, and we're going to Olive Garden because they have good breadsticks.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe we should treat him to, like, some Boston pizza or something.
Okay, but we actually have a challenge for you, I want to see you and Ryder race. Can we make that happen?
Of course.
Okay, but here's the deal. We both have to dress as The Rock.
Oh, we both have to. Okay. Let's do it.
I think it could be the kind of thing that would get his attention to seal the deal.
Yeah, totally. How far do you want to go?
The shorter the distance, the better for me, probably.
Okay.
And I'm like a Trans Am. I got really good wheels. I got good speed, but I don't corner real well. So definitely want it to be not like the 200.
200 meter dash.
No, not the 200.
Sure.
What do you normally run?
We got to compromise. Indoors, I'll do the 3, usually the 300 or a 600.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes. But like, we don't have to go that. Like, we can do a 200. That works.
Okay.
Is 200 too long? Do you have to do the 100?
Let's do the Donovan Bailey, Michael Johnson, 150.
Oh my god. Sure, a 150.
Do you remember them running that 150?
I don't, yeah, maybe.
It went down in history because, like, they were both arguing about who the fastest man in the world was, the 200 winner from the States and the 100 from Canada. So they did an indoor track event, and it was a 150.
Okay, we're doing it.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Or would you prefer to just go 50? I've partied a lot the last 15 years. No, I'm just kidding.
15 years, I love it. You know, I think we can do a 150.
All right, deal.
Trending this hour.
Toys R Us is closing nearly 180 stores across the U.S. Every time I go into Toys R Us, I love it because I like seeing what the kids are playing with these days.
Yeah.
What dolls are cool, but it is expensive. It really is.
Well,
like, it's
toys
rare.
Are.
Toys are expensive. You're right. So
they should change the name to
Toys R Us. Toys R Us.
No, but they're just expensive everywhere.
Right. So maybe this is kind of, it sucks for Toys R Us, but maybe everything will get discounted. Maybe they'll.
Oh, that's true.
You know, this story is trending in England. There was a guy who was pulled over for being on his cell phone. That's a big no-no. We all know this. And his excuse was, he told the cop this, "I was just putting a laughing emoji to my girlfriend." That's what it says on the ticket.
Admit it.
Why would you admit that?
Why are you a dude and you're using the laughing emoji? Come on, only the smiley face.
No, smiley face is creepy. I'd way rather have the laughing emoji. The biggest no-no, remember the tongue out?
Yeah.
Nope.
You know, just stick with words, maybe.
But not when you're driving.
Right.
Right.
There's a rumored Mighty Ducks TV spinoff.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, but when's there going to be a Goofy movie spinoff?
I like the idea of, like, a bunch of new kid actors being the Mighty Ducks again, but I think an even better series would be if they, like, followed the lives of the players up till now, and they're all, like, 40-year-old dudes with midlife crises, and they can't tie their skates properly because they're beer guts, and they complain about their wives in the dressing room.
This kind of sounds like Now and Then. Have you seen that movie?
No, but...
Oh, so good.
That's what they need to do. The... mightily angry ducks.
Midlife crisis duckies.
Yeah, let's do that. Just arrived home from Cuba late Tuesday night.
Hola.
Well done.
Thank you.
It's all Lisa remembers from the trip.
It's all I said.
A lot of questions coming in about Cuba as a destination. First off, big shout out to New West Travel, Air Transat, the Barcelo Solomar Resort.
And all of the listeners that came with us because it was so much fun. Everyone was so cool.
Like, that's 3 years in a row where I've loved, like, the entire group.
Six of us were three-year vets, so we're hoping that that number grows.
Well, that we'll get some more. Well, that number can't grow.
But you know what I mean.
We get some returnees from this year, get some returnees from year two. Sure.
Get out of here.
Well, the 6 3-year vets are the only ones that can be 4-year vets, is what I'm saying. So that... It's fine. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, we'll talk later.
Your favorite part about Cuba?
The water.
Yeah, the beach.
Like, not the drinking water, because you need to drink bottled water. But do not go there and start chugging water from the tap. That's all
I lost 8 pounds.
No, but that crystal clear beach water is something else. Like, that makes it so worth it for me. I'm an Aquarius. I belong in that water.
The pictures you see on Instagram where you're like, that's got to be Photoshopped. It's not.
No.
Like, those are...
You're standing and the water's up to your chest and you can see your feet.
And they're like halfway buried in the sand. Yeah, it's amazing.
But you got to be careful with those jellyfish. I was like, hey, look at those swim goggles. I'm going to go grab them. Everyone's like, that's a jellyfish.
So I had to pee on Lisa, long story
short. Six times. Just kidding. But no, there's a lot of people that are curious about certain things. How's the Wi-Fi? You probably noticed that we only checked in on our Instagram and Facebook a couple times.
It was a little sketch, yeah.
Yeah, they have certain areas that have Wi-Fi, but it's nice to kind of get off the grid and not be looking at your phone
all week, you know? On vacation, to have an excuse to not... I didn't even carry my phone most of the week. That's why I didn't take very many pictures, which I kind of regret. My favorite part, the cars, for sure.
Yeah, it feels like you're on the set of the movie Grease. Like, every car is from... What year is
like
that?
Like, the 50s.
40s and 50s.
Late 40s to 50s. It's...
So cool.
I was talking with the one cab driver, and I was like, how many miles do you think are on this car?
Uh-huh.
And he just laughed at me.
Because like, so many.
No, I went over the odometer 3 full times before it stopped working. He's like, I think there's at least 3 million. So they just,
and they work just fine.
Well, they're known. Cuba's known for having the best mechanics in the world because they just keep these cars running. They just drop new engines into them, but the bodies, it was something else. A few of the other questions rolling in.
How are you guys handling the weather here after being there? I will say, as soon as I got off the plane, my skin, it dried right up.
There is something kind of nice about that. I don't know if I'm crazy by saying this, but that fresh air here is so crisp and clean and like, I don't know, it smells like home. Like, you walk out of the Edmonton airport and it's like, it's cold, it's crappy, but you're still like, there's so many things about Canada I love. And you really realize it when you're traveling. So like, the food in Cuba is known to not be up to some of the levels of the other countries with resorts.
Yeah.
Kind of because they're newer to the whole tourist thing. As far as opening, you know, the doors and trying to get the tourism dollar up. But I thought the food was good.
Yeah.
It wasn't amazing.
Yeah, people make it out to be terrible. It's not. And we need to stop putting that stigma on it because it's not true. Like, you go there and you're like expecting it to be the worst food you've ever had. It's not. It just doesn't have hot sauce. You still get a great omelet.
Take your own.
It's got salt.
Yeah.
It's good. And, you know, our buddy said it best, like, if you're going to Cuba to experience what you experience in Mexico and other places, yeah, you're going to be disappointed because you're going to Cuba for a different experience. Like, it's a completely different lifestyle. If you're high maintenance, you're going to be disappointed by several things. But if you're going because you've never been to Cuba and you want to experience what it's
like
there,
that water and those cars
so
and
cool.
The culture and the wonderful people, definitely worth
it. And
it
is an eye-opener because you come home and I'm like, I can drink this tap water.
Yeah. It's funny. Like, there's a few things when I got home that I was like, oh, I'm so happy to be back. Seeing my daughter's face when I picked her up at elementary school yesterday, I never want to leave again. Like, I was just so happy to see her again. And Wendy's spicy chickens. I mean.
Oh, I was thinking about their cheesy cheeseburgers all week in Cuba. Have you ever had them? They're on the value menu. They put like nacho. Okay, I don't want to get into it.
Doesn't matter. 5-0 loss to one of the worst teams in the league, Buffalo.
Okay, so I watched the game. Front to back. And I don't usually notice sporty things, like we were just saying. I'm not really that into it, but I do enjoy watching hockey sometimes. And I noticed, maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but it looked slow and lazy and painful. And I genuinely felt bad for people that were in the audience, in the crowd last night in Edmonton. Because I was falling asleep.
I saw so many pictures of people I know that were at the game, and all of them like, I hope you didn't spend too much on that.
Because like, it truly, there's a different vibe out there, man. I don't know what it is, but I notice it. And I don't even really know anything. So
the special teams, like digging in a little bit deeper, is like surprisingly awful. Like, I think it's got the potential to be the worst ever. That's like when a guy's in the penalty box, right? So the power play penalty kill.
Okay.
Well, is just we never score on the power play and we always suck on the penalty kill. And instead of the four Oilers they're putting out, they should put four dead guys riding around on Roombas. That, like, they'd actually do better.
It's a bit dark. Also, how do you fit a person on a Roomba? Come on, they're too small.
Well, if they're dead, you can just put them in whatever position you want. They'd work. I've been thinking a lot about this.
Seems so.
I'm doing a better job of coming up with ideas than the Oilers management seems to be. Thank you for checking out the show. We are on the radio, back live again after our trip to Cuba, and we are also live on Facebook. Trying to do both at once is a little much for me. But we'll do our best. All right, so I'm never ordering anything online again. I ordered two things over the past 2 months, and they both arrived so late. Number one was the swimsuit that I ordered for you that you lost. No, sorry, that they lost in the mail.
Yeah. So it got to Edmonton when we were already on the plane to Cuba. But it's here now.
It's here now. So that was the deal, because Lisa lost the bet with Throwback Throwdowns that I got to pick a bathing suit for an entire day. So we have it. We're going to ask you, you can give a suggestion right now if you want, but where she should wear that stupid bathing suit.
Yeah. So it's the body of a naked man, a hairy-chested dude.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to wear it out in public, but we don't know where.
Where should she go? Also, your Christmas present was late. Like, really, really late.
A month.
I ordered it in like mid-November.
Oh.
And it is here now.
Kate, can I open it?
So without further ado, the gift I got Lisa for Christmas. I haven't seen this bad boy yet. I just left it in the wrapping that it came with. Oh, yeah, this is going to be a win.
Is this something I asked for?
Not really. I just know you like comfort. You can tell by your coat. Check Facebook Live if you want to see that.
What is this?
What? Hey, don't be disappointed yet. Look at that thing. That looks so comfy.
What is it?
Well, open it all the way. Like, it looks, it's folded or...
That's it, though. Is it a wig? A scarf?
That, no, it's got to be folded again.
No, this is it. What is it?
It's supposed to be a blanket. It's like the size of a coaster.
Is it a blanket for a newborn baby?
No. It was supposed to just be a nice blanket for you. I hate online shopping.
I don't know what I'm supposed to... Thank you.
It's just like...
Thank you very much.
It's a scarf. It's a scarf.
Ryder Reloaded. The official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.